I think what should stand out to people is the track record we both have. I mean, when we hired Andy Reid in Philadelphia, he won 5 games the first year. There was no consideration for making a change, and we stayed together for 14 years. I think Jimmy referenced his own career background in terms of continuity, the emphasis on it. I think the fact that this didn't go well doesn't change the track record we both have and attracting good people, recognizing good people, and having continuity once we've done that. I really think the most important thing going forward is, are we going to be able to identify and attract the right coaching candidate? What a head coach is interested in determining is he going to be able to go to a place where he can be successful? I think Jimmy's already established himself as somebody that's interested in owning an NFL team for no other reason other than wanting to win football games and focusing everything on trying to have the best football team we possibly can. I think we also have, in myself, somebody that has a 14-year history with the same coach and a great amount of success that should give somebody comfort. We have a strong nucleus of talent on the team, including 5 Pro Bowl players, and we're going to have a significant amount of cap room, a lot of draft picks, and really an excellent opportunity for anybody that's looking for a head coaching position.